Welcome to the Hormones in Harmony podcast. I'm your host, Vivian Allred, former chronic illness sufferer turned trusted health practitioner. My passion is helping people to identify and address the root causes of their symptoms through my online business, Viva Natural Health. If you're struggling with confusing or stubborn symptoms that just won't go away despite your best efforts, then you're in the right place. If I can heal from a long list of symptoms and conditions, including cystic acne, hair loss, severe food reactions, and brain fog, then you can heal too. Stay tuned for weekly episodes that share expert guest interviews, Q&A, and solo episodes that are all intended to help you wherever you're at on your healing journey. The information shared on this podcast is intended for educational purposes only, and is not designed to replace the advice of your health practitioner. That said, let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello. We are back on the subject of fitness. If you tuned into last week's episode, you'll know that I was talking about my fitness journey and what a roller coaster that was. There've been times that it was like started as over-exercising, very addictive personality, stressed if I couldn't go to the gym, very focused on body image, being lean, dieting, that whole world, which I think most women go through at least one time or another in their life. And then being forced to slow down, not being able to exercise because my health took a turn for the worse and I was struggling with chronic illness. And for a good 3 to 5 years, I really couldn't do anything because I was so weak, inflamed, I had joint pain, I had dizziness. And the only thing that I could do was go for a short walk, but even that was a struggle at times. My mum had to support me walking up the stairs at the end of the day when I lived at home, or we'd just go out for a walk, but then that'd be me for the rest of the day. I had to take a lie down. Or there's been times where I've just done yoga, and the most basic yoga that you could ever think of, literally just laying in pigeon pose, but doing a little warm up in that, and even just being in a warm room would make my dizziness really bad. So that turned me away from exercise. I was scared of exercising for a long time and I had to build up my confidence and trust in my body again. And then I tried exercising again. It just wasn't the right time and I pushed a bit too hard because I was excited to get back into the gym after not being there for a long time. Because it's just who I am. And my brother's pretty active and it's just something that I've always enjoyed. I like being outside and I was into sports in school. And then in the past few years, when I've really improved my health and worked on these root causes that I talk about commonly, for me it was mold toxicity, chronic infections, my nervous system, mineral balance. Now I'm in a place that I absolutely love working out. I'm motivated and I'm not heads up before we get into it, I'm not an expert in fitness, I'm not a PT or anything like that, but for someone who's been working out since I was 16, over 10 years, I'll be 30 this year for reference, which feels crazy to say. And I also struggled with my health for about 10 years, so I'm pretty qualified to share my experience, I think, and also with health stuff. I am a practitioner, so that helps, but I've had quite the journey, and this is the first time that I felt balanced with my workouts. I feel like they're supporting my body rather than working against me. I'm enjoying them. I have a good mindset. I'm not obsessive with it. I don't feel stressed if I'm on holiday and can't get to the gym. And I just want to move my body. It's coming from a place of self-love. And there's been times where I've actually not been able to. So I see it as a blessing, the fact that I can go to the gym. I can go for a hike. It's so like powerful to me. At this stage, having been through what I've been through last year, I even climbed a mountain. And compared to ones that my boyfriend's done before, he was like, that was pretty easy. But for me, I couldn't walk up the stairs at one point. So I'm like celebrating myself and I was like buzzing for the rest of the week after doing that and pushing outside of my comfort zone. But I was just in the gym the other day and I was thinking about lessons that I've learned in my health journey, because that kind of came first. Is like really healing the physical body and my mindset. And then just more recently in the past few years, now that I've been able to, I've been getting more into the workouts and fitness again. And I've learned so many lessons and I feel like there's a lot of crossover and parallels to the healing journey and the fitness journey. So I wanted to share a few of them today and just see if they resonate with you. If you're mainly into your fitness at the moment, then you might have already been aware of some of these things, but if you've never struggled with your health, then this can give you some insight as to what it could be like and how it is such a mental game like the workouts. But then on the other side of things, if you're currently struggling with your health and you're really desperate to get back into your workouts, you will, at the end of this, hopefully feel more inspired and confident and ready to bring that into your life again when your health is back on track. And you'll know that what you've been through, it will serve you in so many ways. This can be applied to work and relationships. A lot of it is just these life lessons, these like general themes that you can apply to anything and everything, because how you do one thing is how you do everything, basically. So starting off, the first lesson that I learned on my healing journey that now supports my fitness journey is the fact that it's not a one and done thing. With the healing journey, I honestly thought at one point that just healing my leaky gut or balancing my stress was going to be the end. And I soon found out that that wasn't the case because, for one, it took me so long to actually heal my gut because it was such a complex situation. And there's so many factors and variables that go into that. I was really like confronted with the fact that it was going to be a journey. And I've learned that health is, it is a journey. It's not a destination. So it's not like you heal and then that's you forever. You're obviously going to have to stay on top of things. You might heal your gut, but next year, if you have to take antibiotics or you get food poisoning or you go through a period of stress or have to take some medication, that can throw off your gut microbiome. So maybe in the initial stages, you have to do a little bit more in-depth work. If your health is really imbalanced, you have a lot of deficiencies, this is the first time that you've really looked into your health in detail and worked with someone, it might take a little bit more time, energy, effort, money to get you sorted. But then long term, you enter more of a maintenance phase. And it's a lot easier then to stay on top of things. It's like turning a rusty wheel. That first turn, it takes the most effort. But then as the wheel's going down the hill and it's had a few rotations behind it, it just keeps going on its own. But it's not like you eat healthy for a year, heal your hormone imbalances and your nutrient deficiencies, and then you can go back to eating junk. Obviously not. I think that makes sense. But even with things like detox, you might go through some more intensive protocols to deal with mold or heavy metals or parasite infections. But because of the world that we live in now, we're up against so many other things like environmental toxins and stress and things that are out of our control, electromagnetic frequencies and these things like radiation, that we have to continually support our detox in some way. And long term, it might be that you use your infrared sauna once a week, or you have a lymphatic massage or do a lymphatic massage every day to support your lymph. And you'll be able to find the things that make the biggest difference for you. One thing that I've always stuck with are coffee enemas. I just think they're a godsend, really saved my life when my health was at its worst. And I still use them now. I went through times of not using them as much, probably a year or so without anything at all. And then I just realized I feel better when I'm doing them, less frequent than I did before, but still part of the overall health protocol that I'm on. And then with fitness, same thing. It's not like you go to the gym for 6 months, get in the best shape of your life, and then can completely stop everything. It depends on what your goals are as to how different you want your body to look or how much weight you want to lift. But we know that we need to stay active and keep on top of things long term. With muscle mass, as you get older as well, it's a little bit harder to keep that on your frame. And that's why doing it early as possible. And with health, you don't want to wait until you're in a full-blown crisis before you do something about it. We want to be preventative. We want to support our body now for our future selves. We want to think about that woman in her 50s or 60s going through menopause, even if you're 25 at the moment. All of this stuff that you're doing now is for your future self. So I've blended two of the lessons into one there. So it's not a one and done thing. It is a lifelong process. And reframing in that way, I think also helps, because it has to be enjoyable. It has to be something that you'll stick with. And knowing that it's going to take time also shifts the perspective a little bit, because if you're like, I need to be completely healed in 6 months for my wedding, it's not really realistic if you're like currently bedbound and have like autoimmune disease that's active. Like, it can happen. Let's aim for that. But if you're undoing years and years of imbalance here, it's going to take quite a while. And we're never going to be fully, completely healed. There's always another level. There's always things to work on. Same with fitness. There's always that extra pound of weight that you can chest press or you could deadlift. There's always room for progression. And then I blended it in with the fact that we're doing it for our future selves. Everything that I did for those 10 years, it has benefited my life in so many ways. It's helped me on the confidence side of things. It's helped with my business. It's helped me with relationships and meeting people. And it's going to help my future disease risk too. And then on the physical side of things, you working out now is going to help 70-year-old you take the shopping in from the car or play with your grandchild when you're retired. We have to think of the short-term gains sometimes to get us through the door at the gym, but reminding ourselves also of the long-term benefit, especially because it can take time to see results. We have to keep in mind our long-term vision, our long-term goals for our health. So with the next point, it's the fact that we don't see these immediate results, which can be very frustrating if you're trying to heal your skin and you're taking all of the supplements, you're doing all the right things, you're trying to get your hormones back on track. For things like nutrient deficiencies and hormone imbalances on the physical side, so on the health side, that's going to take minimum 3 months to actually restore a deficiency or affect the egg, the follicle that you're going to ovulate in a future cycle. So everything's on a bit of a delay. And definitely on the gym side of things, you could do a really good workout and be in the gym for the past couple of weeks and see nothing at all different. You're not going to see the fat loss. You're not going to see the increase in testosterone or human growth hormone or the benefits to your metabolic health. This is happening on a cellular level. You just have to trust that something is happening under the surface. And then over time, you might not see things yourself even. Some people can point them out to you. Because we see ourselves every single day, we're looking in the mirror, we're body checking, we're looking at how many pounds we've lost on the scale. But with fitness, your weight might stay the same. It might even go up because it could be muscle that you're gaining. But you could look completely different because muscle takes up less space than fat does. So pound for pound, you're going to look a lot more leaner. If you've got 5 pound extra muscle versus 5 pounds that you've lost on the scale, that could be coming from muscle, water weight, that can fluctuate day to day. And yeah, the most important thing I think for fitness is the muscle mass. It's your strength, not the number on the scale or how like small your waist is. So we need to be patient. We need to trust the process. We need to maybe take progress pictures or write a little journal entry once a month just to share how we're feeling. With my clients, I do symptom scoring because they could come to me right at the start with 5 symptoms and they're all the worst that they've ever been. So I score it out of 6. 6 out of 6 is the worst. So the headaches, the acne, the fatigue, the brain fog, the bloating is 6 out of 6. And then we meet 3 months down the line and they come to me and they say, I still have all of those symptoms. And I'm like, okay, then let's check in. And they're feeling a little bit frustrated because they've been doing the lab tests, taking the supplements, changing the diet, managing the stress. And they still have headaches and bloating and acne and fatigue. But now, maybe it's a 4.5. And in 3 months, if they've had this for 10 years, that is a really good progress. And that is a sign that something's changing and improving. So I would see that as a win. But they can get discouraged. You might get discouraged going to the gym and not seeing anything week to week. But then your friend mentions how radiant you look, or you pick up something around the house that previously you struggled with, and before you throw it your back and could hardly lift it up, and now you're going back and forth, you're going to the car, you're carrying things up the stairs, and you see in real life how much that has had an impact on you. So have the short-term vision, maybe check your, score your symptoms, take your pictures, and listen to what other people say. Not that that's the most important thing, how you feel about yourself is important, but when someone points out how glowing you are, or how much happier you've been recently, or how much less controlling, or how much energy you have now versus before you used to like need a nap every afternoon, sometimes someone pointing out to you can actually open your eyes and you're like, oh yeah, maybe I have seen some changes. Next point is that both of them, the healing journey and fitness journey, need to be holistic. You need to look at everything together. So to heal the physical body from hormone imbalances, gut imbalances, etc., thyroid issues, exercise and movement, and that is a spectrum depending on where you're at in your journey, is important. We need movement to flow energy and nutrients and circulation and lymph and blood flow around the body. But we also need to look at what we're eating, what emotions we've got going on, what quality food we're exposed to, our environment, a lot of different factors. And we also need to look at mindset and mental health and the subconscious mind, things that I talked about more recently. But then on the fitness side of things, you can't just hyperfixate on the fitness and neglect and ignore the food or your stress levels or your sleep. Some of the top athletes in the world take the recovery just as, if not more seriously, than the actual exertion, the actual workouts themselves. Some of these top like basketball players, football players, they are really big into the recovery because they know you can only push your physical body so much, but it's the healing and the growth happens. The muscles are developed when you're resting, when you're sleeping. So I mean holistic on that side of things, where they also have to look at how stressed they are, because if they're already stressed and then they're pushing themselves in an intense cardio session, that could actually backfire and they're more likely to injure themselves. But I also mean holistic when it comes to the fitness journey, in switching things up. And you might have one thing that you really love, like weight training or Pilates, maybe those are your thing. But sometimes cross training can be beneficial. I don't mean the actual cross trainer machine, but if you are just lifting weights all the time, I see this with these big, like burly guys who then go to a yoga class or Pilates class and they literally cannot touch their toes. They're nowhere near. They're like at the knee level and their body is just so tight. And yes, they're strong, but they're inflexible and they probably couldn't run 100 meters like doing a sprint, because their body, they've just focused it in one type of exercise. But also with Pilates, I think it's amazing. It can definitely work your muscles and helps with your posture and strength and all of that. But we do want to be doing something for our cardio and also our strength. I think for muscle growth to really affect your metabolic rate and blood sugar and all of that, doing progressive overload with weights and strength training is important, and like heavier weights, not just the 1 to 2 pound dumbbells that you use. But just do what you enjoy. And this is when we're really nitpicking and we're really like tweaking things and making things as optimal as possible. If you're just starting out on your fitness journey, please just go to the Pilates class or just do your strength training sessions. But long term, switching things up in terms of doing something for your flexibility, even if it's just 10 minutes of stretching every night, or if you're just into the weights, maybe booking a Pilates class and just trying to improve your flexibility, because the more well-rounded we are as humans and just in our fitness levels, the better. One of my favorite ways to support detox are castor oil packs. They are an old school naturopathic remedy, which can gently help to open up detox pathways and process toxins like mold and environmental pollutants that many of us are exposed to. Signs of sluggish detox pathways or a high toxic load include headaches, bad breath, puffiness, histamine reactions, skin breakouts, and more. You could always try and make your own castor oil pack, like I tried to for some years, but more recently, other amazing practitioners have created really convenient kits
that just make the process way easier. They come with a Tyrone pack that you can put over your liver, which is under the right rib, or to support more premenstrual issues like pelvic pain. You can tie the pack around your lower abdomen instead, so they're pretty versatile. My top recommendations are the Castavida pack on Amrita Nutrition if you're in the UK or Europe, whereas if you're in the US, there's the Queen of Thrones pack by Dr. Marisol. Both of these are linked in my Instagram bio and in this podcast show notes. If you want to learn more about the benefits and the science, I actually interviewed Dr. Marisol, so you can check that out on episode 133 of the Hormones in Harmony podcast. And I really hope you love them as much as I do, but let's get back into the episode.
This does tie into the next point too, in the fact that our body often needs change. So if we're just doing the same workout routine over and over again, and we're not progressing, we're not adding extra weight on to the squats that we're doing, we're just going to get like a plateau with our strength, with our weight. We're going to get bored. So switching things up with personal trainers, I think it's every 6 to 12 weeks is pretty average, with changing up the plan, moving things up a little bit, and continually growing and developing. But with the healing side of things, things can often change with that, and we don't want to get too close-minded and too stuck in our ways, even with our diet, because what helped me 10 years ago gain weight and support my gut, and I really needed to support my absorption, that's going to look very different to what my diet is now that I'm exercising. At the time, I wasn't exercising and I just couldn't absorb my food properly. So that looked different than it does now. When I'm pregnant in the future, when I'm postpartum, when I'm in menopause, things are going to change. So we don't want to get in this dietary dogma where we're like, this is how I eat. I identify as a keto, paleo, vegan, plant-based person, pro-metabolic, whatever the label is, because that's not going to serve you. That's actually going to hold you back. And on the healing journey as well, we do need to give things time to shift. We do need to give things time to rebalance, and just being patient with our body and not expecting quick fixes. But we also don't want to just stick with something indefinitely because we think that it's working. If in your gut you don't feel like something's working, don't just stick with it forever. Experiment. Even with practitioners, my one-to-ones, we're working together for minimum 6 months because I just need you to be committed to that time. I need you to give the process time to work. I need you to be patient and allow us to like do that deeper work, which 6 months is a really nice amount of time. Some people need more. Some people get results in a few weeks, but 6 months is my minimum at the moment. But after that, I don't want someone just taking the same supplements or working with the same practitioner for years and years and years, and they're still not feeling good. I want them to switch things up, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. So we want to be patient, but we also don't want to just keep going because we think that it's working. Listen to your gut, listen to your body. I know this is more difficult when we have brain fog and we've felt let down by our body. We're listening to other people for our health, but you know your body better than anyone. So give it time, but also don't just give it forever. We have to switch things up and try something new. The healing and physical fitness journeys are very, very mental. I don't mean crazy, although they can be. Mine have definitely been, but I mean, it's a very mental game. When you're having the dark days, the depression, the times that your skin's flaring up and you're in chronic pain and someone makes a negative comment about your skin or your weight, you're on holiday and you can't do, or maybe you can't even go on holiday because you're really not feeling good, your body's struggling at the moment. It is the mindset, it is the mental strength that is going to get you through those days. The core belief that you will get there, this is key. This is the point that I try to get my clients to. It's just this inner knowing that it's all going to work out. You're going to be okay. We don't need to know the when and the how. We just need to know it is going to happen. No doubt about it. Unwavering belief that you are going to heal. We need that with the physical healing journey, whatever you're struggling with. Especially on those days the days that your mood isn't going to be the best, that's when you need to have this inner knowing and have some tools in your toolkit to turn to. Maybe it's a meditation that you love, a hypnosis, a therapy session. Maybe it's booking in with me if you're a client before you throw in the towel or have a really bad time. When you start to feel those bad feelings creeping in, booking in and just doing what you can. Maybe it's going for a walk, calling your friend, going out somewhere for the day, just to get you through those moments. So just take it step by step, day by day on the physical healing journey. And then on the fitness side of things, it is that mental strength again, because if you've ever been in the position of lifting something really heavy, a chest press or a squat, and you've got those last few reps, maybe you're trying to do 10 reps, you're at 8 and you're like, I really can't do this. And part of you's saying stop now. It's just the limiting beliefs, like I can't do this. But you know, if you had to, you would do that. There's the mental strength that shows when cars are falling on a mother's child and she literally lifts the car off because of this mental strength and this, yes, adrenaline rush and stress hormones, which isn't really beneficial to our health. But if you've ever worked with a personal trainer, that's what they're really good for in terms of pushing you. And when I've been on holiday before, when I went to Madeira, I shared this on the podcast that I did about my trip that changed my life back in 2022. I think it was. Yeah, 2022. I worked with a PT there. And at first I was like, why have I done this? Because he was very like intense. He had this whole hour session planned for me with wall balls and crazy like workouts, battle ropes, more intense cardio than I'd done in a while. And I was just like, I don't think I can do it. I was like, I'm scared I'm going to pass out. It was really hot. It was just a new workout. I'd not really trained for a few days before. So I just had a lot of mental blocks and barriers that came up. And I was getting a little bit annoyed with him at first because I just felt like he was dismissing me. He was Portuguese as well. So I felt like there was a language barrier. And I just said, like, I think I'm going to faint. I think I'm going to pass out. And he was like, no, keep going. He just gave me a little break and then just pushed me forward. And at first I was a little bit annoyed because I was like, he doesn't know what I've been through. He doesn't know about my dizziness and my blood pressure. But it was kind of good because then I did it and I was like, oh, maybe I can do it. And because he didn't know about my whole health history and he didn't know about these long-standing experiences that I've had where I have actually passed out. It's not just all in my head. It was a physical real thing. But me pushing through, it showed me and proved to me that the mental strength was what allowed me to get through that workout. And I was so proud of myself on the other side. Or on those moments where you're like failing to do the rep. I've done this with a chest press before. It never gets less embarrassing, but I've almost like failed and it feels like it's crushing you and you start to feel that panic, but then you end up lifting it up because your body was like sensing that it wasn't going to do it, but it was your brain that took over and it was like, no, we are going to do this. Sometimes it's life or death. You're going to get crushed under that bar unless you lift this up. So the mental strength to show up to your gym day in, day out, or however many times a week that you do it, the mental strength it takes to do your therapy sessions, go and do your deeper work, make your meals every day. It can be very monotonous. It can be boring. It can be mundane. It feels like nothing's happening in the day to day, the workouts that you just go home and you're like, I don't have my dream body yet. But then over time, you start to see changes, small changes. And then over time, you can have a complete transformation on both sides. And although it can be boring, monotonous, mundane, just feels like you're going through the motion the majority of the time on both sides, it can also be enjoyable. The healing journey, the fitness journey can be enjoyable, believe it or not. You might have a history of bad experiences and you've just been doing diet plans, protocols, detoxes that have just drained you and they're just not sustainable, not enjoyable, or you've had PT sessions where they're just screaming at you every week and you've just been trying to do this realistic workout that has you waking up at 5 a.m. every morning and you just dread every moment. It's like Sunday scurries. You don't want to go back to your job, but you're like forcing yourself to go. That is really not the energy that we want to be in. sure, there's going to be the odd day where you just don't, you want to feel, you want to sleep in a little bit longer, or it would be so much easier to just order Uber Eats and have food turn up at your house in 15 minutes versus cooking a home-cooked meal. But we have to do the best that we can the majority of the time. We don't want to be perfect. We don't need to be perfect to get results either. We can live in an imperfect environment. We can still heal even though we have some stress in our lives, or our food isn't 100% organic, or with working out, we don't have to have like fancy equipment and the latest trainers or gym clothes. We don't have to be doing an expensive like luxury boutique class to get results. Even with Reformer Pilates, you can do a lot of those moves just on the mat. You'd have to pay 20, 30, 40 pounds for a session to do that. I know I love it, but it's definitely not a requirement. And it's something that I just invest in because health is my number one investment. But it really makes me smile when a lot of my clients say how much they love the sessions that we have. And even though we're going through some difficult stuff sometimes, lab results, they're having bad days, overall, they find it an enjoyable experience, especially compared to things that they've done in the past where they've just been on their own. They have been working with someone who they don't really connect with, or they feel like they're on this pedestal where maybe that practitioner has never had health issues and they are just online eating this perfect diet and looks like they don't have any stress. They're just not relatable. Versus me, I just share even my lab results, like the imbalances that I have, things that I've struggled. I've documented my entire healing journey online as I've been going through it. And there's been times where I thought, should I be doing that? Like, should I be talking about my struggles, even though I'm a practitioner? But I don't need to be in perfect health to help someone else. And I'm never going to be in perfect health. Neither are you. So when someone says to me that they've enjoyed the sessions and the whole process, and there's been challenging times, but overall, they have just loved doing that for themselves and they feel like they can continue with it, because sustainability is another big thing. If you can stick to a strict diet plan, but only for 2 weeks before you completely fall off the bandwagon and just want to binge eat all of the junk food, that's not really going to be sustainable. Versus you making some small changes, but you're able to go over time and slowly make that a little bit better. Like, start with one thing and then just every month or so adding something else in, making the small changes as you go. It really differs depending on your personality type, but there are things that you can enjoy. And just with life in general, I feel like this is a nice lesson. It's just enjoy where you're at in the moment. Even with building a business for me, or someone who's going through the fertility journey, just enjoy where you're at, because we're always, a lot of us, waiting for this next thing. I have had to work on this personally, just struggling to be present and always thinking, okay, what's next? If I launch a course on my website, I'm like, okay, amazing, all done, got some good results, what's next? What else can I do? And I'm not celebrating, I'm not enjoying where I'm at in the moment. So in the past few months, especially since the start of the year, I'm really trying to be more present and just enjoy myself. And I don't want to wish my life away. No, my health journey, all I wanted to do, I was just desperate to heal. And I forgot to see the progress over time and the beauty within my transformation. So if you're currently there, yeah, just embrace where you're at. Take a moment now just to be grateful for where you're at. Thank yourself for the investments that you've made and the effort that you've made, and just keep going and find joy and beauty and something to be grateful for every day in the process. Last few things now. We can't compare our healing journeys, our health, or our fitness journeys and our bodies to anyone else's experience, because we are unique people. We all come from different backgrounds. We have different genetic makeups. We have different lineage, different stresses, different traumas. There are similarities with most people. Most people need to clean up their diet and eat mainly whole foods. But the levels of plant foods versus animal foods, the amount of carbs versus fats, the micronutrients that you're prone to deficiency in are going to change based on the individual, or whether your genetic weak link is more your hormones versus your skin, or versus your gut or your detox always needs a little bit of support. You're going to find that over time or with the help of a practitioner. But just because you saw someone online clear their cystic acne or their PCOS symptoms in 3 months, use that as inspiration and show what is possible. And the body can truly heal from pretty much anything, in my opinion. But we are all on our own timelines, and we're all meant to heal at the exact rate and speed that we're meant to. This comes into more of a spiritual outlook, and this has deepened on my journey. Some people go more towards religion. For me, it's more spirituality. But if I would have healed year one of my health issues, if I would have just cleaned up my diet and all of my symptoms went away, I would probably not be doing what I'm doing. I would probably be interested in food, but I wasn't invested enough to then want to do it as a career. The fact that I wanted to do it as a career is that I just learned over time how many different factors affect health. Even now with my clients, food is an important part, but I've learned that that only gets you so far. That is just part of the puzzle. But toxicity, your environment, your home, your relationships, your trauma, your nutrient levels are way more important than just the food that you're eating. So if I would have healed year one, I would not be the person or the practitioner that I am today. And I was so desperate to heal immediately. But now I see things more clearly in hindsight. I see that that wasn't meant to be. I was meant to take 10 years or so to really learn about different subjects. Even if I had just got to the subject of gut health and all of my symptoms healed as a result of healing my gut, which some things did, but there was other factors driving the leaky gut. For me, it was the mold toxicity, the Lyme co-infections, parasite infections. I needed to learn all of that, and I needed to go through that experience so that I could share from wisdom and share from my story and what worked for me with other people, be able to serve other people on a deeper level. There is a spectrum of nutritionists or any job out there. There's people who just kind of slid through and scraped by with their grades and are just on more of a basic level versus the practitioners who have dedicated their life and soul. And it's their life's work, and they've spent thousands of pounds on extra training just to be the best practitioner that they can be. And with the fitness journey, you could show up in the gym and automatically be self-conscious or compare yourself to someone who has your dream physique. Let's see another woman in the weights room and she's wearing her little shorts and a crop top and she's super muscly, and maybe that's the aesthetic that you're going for. Or someone at the yoga studio and she's absolutely killing it on the reformer machine. But she could have been on her journey for 15 years. And you're 3 months in. She, on the outside, might look really fit and healthy, but on the inside might be struggling with endometriosis and severe anxiety. And she might have diarrhea every morning with poor gut health. So you're never going to know what's going on. Someone could look like they have the most perfect, flawless, beautiful skin, but on the inside, they're a hormonal mess and they have severe depression. So we can't judge physically how someone's health is based on how they look, because the times in my life that I've been the leanest and maybe the most like desirable physically, I wouldn't say so anymore, but very lean, very like what the goal was, just being super skinny, and now it's all like big bums and everything, so we can never win. But before, what I thought I wanted, I was actually at the worst health mentally and physically. I didn't have a period. So I was infertile. I had depression. I had anxiety. I had complete hormonal mess, and my skin was breaking out every day. My hair was falling out. And then now I am at my healthy weight. I'm more balanced with food and fitness, and I have more body fat, but I'm the happiest and healthiest that I've ever been. And on my healing journey, I just had to learn to go inward, focus on myself, and use other people's stories as inspiration and do a bit of research and see what has worked for others. But what works for them probably isn't going to be the same thing that works for you. Even if you both need to work on your gut, the imbalances that you have in your gut and therefore the protocols that you need One person might have low beneficial bacteria and might need probiotics versus you. You might have a ton of overgrowths and parasite infections, and you need more of a antimicrobial protocol to bring those levels down. So both have gut issues, both have acne and IBS, but need completely different things. And one person might have a lot of childhood trauma. The other person might have more adrenal stress, like physical, current job and work and relationship stress. So we can't compare ourselves. We have to just focus on our journey and trust that what happens and the speed at which you heal is all happening for the right reason. And look at these lessons. Sometimes we need to learn certain lessons before we can heal. Sometimes it's about surrender. You're just holding on so tightly and gripping and you're desperate and you're like, I need to heal. What's wrong with me? If you just, some people, it's that they give up. They're just, they let go. They drop the diets. They drop the supplements and they start to get better because they've let go of control. I wouldn't recommend that because there is a gray area here that we can go to where we maybe back off and surrender, but don't completely let go of the diet piece because we know how important nourishing ourselves are. But do you see what I mean? Where you just need to maybe look for any deeper lessons that you have. Even people on the fertility journey, I know how this isn't something I've ever struggled with, but if you're seeing your friends fall pregnant and you've been on your fertility journey for 5 years and you're struggling to conceive at the moment, it can be so triggering to see people's pregnancy announcements or see someone walking down the street pushing a pram. I completely empathize with that and I know how difficult it might be, but can we reframe that as being happy for them? Even the energy that's surrounding that, if you're putting a lot of negative energy towards jealousy and anger and frustration and why me, why do they have it and I don't, that's kind of telling the universe that something's wrong with that. Like all of this negative energy must mean that we don't want that. Even though you're saying that you want it, it's the energy. It's less of the words, it's like the body language, the energy that you're putting out, as opposed to you feeling happy for them. It's okay to be sad, but can we change it to, I'm so excited for when that happens for me? Or I am still working on this. Same with clear skin. I used to be so jealous of people, especially if they were eating crappy diets and they had the clearest skin. I'd be like, you don't deserve clear skin. I'm doing this like 12-step routine and taking all of my supplements and I'm still struggling. That used to be so frustrating. But then I switched it and I used to actually compliment people. I'd be like, oh, you have gorgeous skin. Like, you're so lucky. And then I'd say, I can't wait till that's me. And now it is me. And it works. So please take my advice. And it just makes the whole process so much more enjoyable and more relaxed. And then I think the last point is that there are going to be times where you want to do things on your own. You want to DIY, you want to go solo, you want to just like go on your own path and do a bit of research and listen to your intuition. With the fitness journey, you might just want to train on your own. You might just want to be flowy with it, show up at the gym, have some idea what you want to do. You want to train upper or lower body, or just go on the treadmill today, or just go to a Pilates class, or do your own thing. Just listen to your body and do some stretches on the floor. That's great. But then there's also times where having some support makes a world of difference, especially if it's to get you back on track, to make sure that everything's good with, on the fitness side, your form, your posture, your technique. And then after a few sessions, they teach you how to work the machines, they show you the ropes, and then you feel confident to go solo. And then on the physical side of things, it's like when I was brand new to the health world, I worked with a nutritionist, and this is what happens with my clients now. They're brand new, or maybe they don't have time. They are just already stressed. They've got a full-time job and kids. And they're like, I just need someone to guide me. Putting that investment into having a plan, having a coach, can really fast track things. And then maybe we work together for 6 to 12 months and then they feel good to go off on their own again. And they maintain and they listen to their body because I teach people how to do that. I don't want to have someone rely on me for the rest of their life. I want to educate you and teach you how to take care of your body. That's a big thing with my practice. And then maybe they come back once or twice a year just to check in, do some labs. Let's see how you're getting on. Is there anything that you're struggling with? Let's not wait until you're hitting rock bottom with your health again, let's intervene. And then they go off on their own again. And then when the fitness journey, it might be training with a friend. There might be a period of time where you get a little bit bored with just going to the gym, bit monotonous, a bit too routine. So you switch up the gym that you go to, maybe you find a gym partner, a friend, or you meet someone at a class who you have a bit of an accountability with, or you hire a personal trainer, you sign up for an app that has a little bit of a program on there that you can follow, and then you can go back to train on your own again. So do you see what I mean? This nice balance. It usually happens that you have a bit of both. But on the physical side of things, you ideally want to make sure, on both actually, with the personal training things, you want to make sure that you are doing it properly. You want to make sure that you know what you're working on. Make sure your posture and your form's good. So booking a one-off session with a personal trainer or going to an in-person class in Pilates so that they can correct you and put you in the correct position. So then when you do workouts at home, you have that knowledge and you're not going to injure yourself as a result. And then on the physical, we might want to do some lab tests, see what you're prone to, see what's going on when you have the fatigue. Is it a deficiency? Is it a thyroid issue? Optimize your diet, give you a plan, and then send you on your way. And then someone will be there, whether it's myself or another coach, if you need in future. So I think having that flexibility is really key. That was the last point, but just to recap, we're going to go through them again. So with health and with fitness, it's not a one and done thing. It's an ongoing process. You're not going to get immediate results. And sometimes that can be discouraging, but we're doing it for the long-term benefits. And the benefits can be physical and they can be mental. If possible, we want to try and make things as holistic as possible. We don't want to hyper-focus on just one area, whether it's just strength training our legs or just focusing on the diet, because then we're going to run into imbalances. You imagine if all that you did was train your legs, then your upper body is going to be really weak. It's going to throw off other things in the body. So we need to do things holistically. And we want to look at our stress levels and our environment, and our hormones and our relationship, our sleep, on the nutrition side of things and the health. But then on the fitness, we don't want to just do strength training long-term. We want to try and switch things up if possible, do some stretching, go for walks, try some Pilates, try some core work, try and get your endurance and your heart rate up to work on your cardiovascular health. Or this is like for really optimizing things long-term. We can need to switch things up sometimes. It can be very monotonous, boring. It's a very mental gain. Sometimes, yeah, we don't think that anything's happening and we like force ourselves to go, but we always feel better when we eat the healthy meal or do the good workout. It can be enjoyable though. We don't want to despise and hate every single moment of the process. We want to find the good things in there and we want to do things that we feel drawn to because we're more likely to stick with it then. We're doing this for our future selves, ourselves in 1 year, 10 years, or 40 years. And then sometimes we are better just doing things on our own for a little while and listening to our intuition and being a bit more like flexible and free with our workout plan. But then other times, just to get you back on track, just to motivate you a little bit more, working with a coach, a PT, a friend, doing some labs on the physical side of things, getting a new program, trying something new with your diet can be really, really beneficial. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And again, whether you're mainly into the fitness stuff at the moment or you're just in the healing journey and you've got all of the fitness things to look forward to, because there are so many benefits of working on your body and that will only benefit your health as well. So many crossovers, so many parallels. I hope you found this useful. If you did, please let me know. Come and say hi on Instagram. I'm at Viva Natural Health. And if you would love more episodes on fitness or you have any suggestions in general for subjects, I would love to hear from you. So just send me a message or an email, inquiries with an E at vivanaturalhealth.co.uk. And I will see you back here next week for another episode. Have a great day wherever you're at in the world.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love for you to leave me a rating and review on your podcast app, as this helps to support the show and it allows it to reach more people with this valuable information. Come and say hi over on Instagram. I'm at Viva Natural Health, And if you haven't already, check out my website, vivanaturalhealth.co.uk, for tons more free resources and to discover how I could support you further. I currently offer one-on-one consultation packages if you want my top level support, then more affordable group programs and self-paced online courses. So there really is something for everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you back here next week for another episode.